At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ever get one of those stories, you know, the ones that sound so wild you just know they have to be real?
Oh, absolutely. Those are the best kind. The stranger, the better, I always say.
Well, buckle up, because today's deep dive is one of those stories, straight from the Nightmare Neighbors inbox.
Ooh, listener submitted. Always a good sign.
You know it. So we've got a love triangle, classic, right?
Right, yeah.
Except make it 98 years old, add some mystery, and a mountain of Beanie Babies.
Hold on, did you say 98 years old and the Beanie Babies? Those don't usually go together.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But that's the beauty of this whole thing. It's like someone took a bunch of random plot points and threw them in a blender.
Okay, you've piqued my interest. Let's hear it.
All right, so our listener, let's call him Charlie, writes in about his wife, Lana. Apparently, she up and leaves him for their neighbor, Alvin.
Okay, nothing too unusual there. Happens all the time, sadly.
Except Alvin is 98 years old.
98. Okay, that's a new one.
You see what I mean? It's like, what's the angle here, right? So, naturally, Charlie is suspicious. Is there a secret lover we don't know about? A hidden fortune.
Right. Gotta be something.
And to make things even more suspicious, Lana starts acting really strange, dressing up more, always on the phone.
Sneaking out, I bet.
Bingo, disappearing for errands all the time.
Sounds like someone's got something to hide.
Exactly. So Charlie, he's thinking, classic infidelity, got it. But then he stumbles onto something on Lana's phone, and, well, it throws him for a loop. Messages, photos, all about Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies. Wait, hold up.
You heard me right. Beanie Babies.
I am both confused and incredibly intrigued. I knew this one was going to be good.
Oh, it gets better. Turns out, Lana used to be a huge Beanie Baby collector.
Okay, so she's got a history with these plush toys. But what does that have to do with her leaving Charlie for a 98-year-old?
Well, you see, there was this one Beanie Baby she was after. The Holy Grail. A pristine Princess Diana bear.
Ah, the elusive Princess Di. A true collector's item.
And guess who happened to have one?
Alvin.
Alvin!
You're kidding. This is too much.
And we're not talking just any Princess Di Beanie Baby. We're talking mint condition, never been cuddled, crown jewel of Beanie Babies.
Okay, I'm starting to see how a 98-year-old fits into this whole thing.
Right.
But still, to leave a marriage for a Beanie Baby, that's next level commitment.
Right. What possesses someone to go to these lengths for a childhood toy? Nostalgia, obsession, the allure of something rare and valuable. It's got to be a bit of everything, right?
Absolutely. It's that thrill of the chase. You know, the desire to possess something unique, a piece of history almost. But to risk a marriage for it, that speaks to a whole other level of, well, attachment.
It's like the Beanie Baby becomes a symbol, right? Maybe a symbol of Lana reclaiming something she felt she'd lost. Or maybe just a way to escape her current reality.
You've got a point. What was the missing piece in her life that this Beanie Baby represented? Was it just the thrill of the find, or was there something more? Hard to say. But it definitely adds another layer to this whole situation.
No kidding. And Charlie, he's just floored, right? Imagine finding out your marriage has imploded because of a plush toy.
The betrayal, the confusion. I can't even imagine. Although part of me has to laugh at the absurdity of it all.
Oh, absolutely. But we're not done yet. Remember, this story has it all, including a mysterious death. And yes, it's all tied to this Beanie Baby saga. So last time, we left Charlie trying to process the fact that a Princess Di Beanie Baby was somehow involved in the end of his marriage.
And let's not forget about Alvin, the 98-year-old neighbor.
Right, of course, Alvin. I mean, talk about a wild situation. But it gets even weirder because Charlie starts noticing something strange happening.
Stranger than a 98-year-old running off with a woman half his age for a Beanie Baby. I'm almost afraid to ask.
You're telling me, so every morning Charlie finds a new Beanie Baby on his car.
Okay, that's kind of creepy. Like, is Lana leaving them there? Is she trying to taunt him?
That's what he thought at first, too. It's gotta be Lana, right?
Yeah, who else would it be?
Exactly. But then he remembers he's got that Ring doorbell camera.
Ugh, the all-seeing eye. Always watching.
Always watching. So he checks the footage, and guess what?
Don't tell me. It's Alvin.
It's Alvin.
No way. Seriously.
98 years old, sneaking down the street in the middle of the night to leave Beanie Babies on his ex-wife's new man's car.
The story just keeps getting weirder. Why? What's the point?
Right. Is he feeling guilty about the whole Lana situation? Is it some misguided attempt at an apology? Or is there something else going on here?
Maybe he's trying to send a message. Like, hey, I'm still here too.
It's like a bizarre game of Beanie Baby charades.
You know, it makes you think about how we communicate, especially as we get older. Maybe for Alvin, Beanie Babies were his love language.
That's an interesting thought. Maybe they represented something he couldn't quite put into words.
Exactly. Regret, a desire for connection, who knows? It's really quite sad when you think about it.
It is, and just when you think you've got a handle on this whole crazy situation, well, life throws a curveball.
Don't tell me another Beanie Baby.
Not exactly. This time, it's a whole lot worse. All right, picking back up on this wild Beanie Baby saga. Last we saw, Charlie was dealing with late-night Beanie Baby deliveries courtesy of, you guessed it, Alvin.
The 98-year-old Romeo with a penchant for plush toys. It's a lot to keep track of.
You can say that again. And just when you think it can't get any weirder, things take another turn. Remember how Charlie was going to confront Alvin?
Oh, yeah. About those Beanie Babies appearing on his car every morning. I'd be demanding some answers, too, if I were him.
Right. So picture this. 3 a.m., Charlie's peeking out the window waiting for Alvin to show up. And sure enough, there he is, shuffling down the sidewalk, Beanie Baby in hand.
Like clockwork.
Exactly. It's like this bizarre nightly ritual. But then, just as Alvin gets to Charlie's driveway, he trips. Trips on the curb, falls right into the street.
Oh no, that's not good.
And as if that wasn't bad enough, right at that moment, a street cleaner comes around the corner.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. This can't be happening.
Unfortunately, it does. Charlie's watching the whole thing unfold completely helpless.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a freak accident. A horrible case of wrong place, wrong time.
And the Beanie Baby.
Lands on the asphalt next to Alvin. The symbol of this whole crazy love triangle, maybe even a peace offering, ends up a tragic reminder of how fragile life is.
It's almost poetic in a way. Tragically poetic.
It really is. And it leaves Charlie and honestly all of us with so many unanswered questions. What was Alvin feeling? Did he regret anything?
What about Lana? How does she fit into all of this? Does she even know what happened?
It makes you think about all the loose ends, the ripple effects of choices we make, how something as small as a Beanie Baby can get tangled up with love, loss, and tragedy.
Like a good reminder that life is unpredictable. And sometimes, even in the midst of the absurd, there's a deep well of sadness.
Absolutely. This case, it's a lot to process.
It really is. Makes you appreciate the twists and turns life throws at us, even when they're totally unexpected.
That's for sure. Well, on that note, thanks for joining us for this particularly strange and thought-provoking deep dive.
Until next time, when we'll unpack another real-life story that's stranger than fiction.
And trust me, there's plenty more where that came from.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.